This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Big Bang Update from the Yard. On 105.7 The Fan.
Beneath my standards. 704...
That's cool. I don't have any standards.
BYOB. What is that?
It's beneath your standards.
You know what I mean? That kind of event, BYOB?
Hey, you know
I can't say it because it's a surprise, but go ahead.
Okay. I agree with them. You're bougie as a...
You can't have BYOB for that kind of event. You got to have a bartender. Someone to serve drinks that you bought.
I'm not sure if Joe opened the mics and Rob was talking and just ran with it, or if he wanted
I didn't.
To say
no, I didn't. I didn't know he opened the mics. I didn't have my headphones on yet. I didn't see it. My bad, Joseph. My bad. Grayson Rodriguez struggles, giving up 5 in the third inning. You love to say it. Is he working on something?
He's getting his work in, buddy. Hey, now, look. I ain't worried about that. I was listening to some dude.
I ain't worried about that.
I was listening to some guy talking about, I've been watching spring training games to know what the players are going to look. I was like, the hell are you talking about? Like, the pitchers aren't completely stretched out. If you want to look and see like how many innings guys are going, I'm listening to you. But you can't take anything you saw in spring training and expect it to happen in the regular season. You just can't. It's everything's different. You know, like the way that the pitchers are approaching it, the way that managers approach the game, you know, and what you're looking for. I mean, I think everything's different. The only thing these players got to get used to is the new rule changes or enforcements.
That's it. You know why I'm not as worried, Ed? Because he did give up 5 runs in the third inning. He went 4 innings. He gave up 5 hits, no walks, and struck out 5.
Any errors involved? Because there was one the other day. I can't remember who it was.
Or it was maybe one error, but I think he gave up 2 home runs, though.
Mm-hmm. Somebody had a bad box score the other day. Maybe been Hall. I can't remember who it was, but the first baseman made an error that cost a couple of runs. So it's like, you know, you got to look closely at this stuff.
And again, I stand corrected. He gave up 1 home run. Ryan Mountcastle mishandled a ground ball that led to 3 runs.
Well, there you go. And I'll say this too. Like, the same way that I'm talking about guys are getting their work in, outside of the young players that we haven't seen, like a Heston Kjerstad or Kowser, like any of these guys, I don't get up in arms when they're just absolutely raking at the minor. Like, we've talked about it. Gunner had he's been scuffling just a little bit. We've seen some of the pitchers scuffling. Like, if you look up, Max Scherzer had a horrible start in spring training.
The difference is Max Scherzer has a history, track record.
Fair enough.
Grayson Rodriguez does not.
He doesn't. But what is he, like, are there things, because Grayson's in a different situation as well, because is he trying to make the team? Yes. But on top of that, he's the top prospect in the organization, so he's going to make the team at some point. So it's not a concern that he's not going to make it.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we'll be fine. Again, those 5 hits. He gave up 5 hits. He struck out 5, walk done. Jeremy, that to me tells me something. It tells me something about him. You know, if he's not giving up 6 hits and walking the ballpark. I mean, not 6 hits. He's not giving up 10 hits and walking the ballpark. I'm good to go. The walks concern me. The fact that he has none, he had none yesterday. I'm good.
Yeah. I like, you know, the one thing, and I'm not saying it's the case, but pitchers particularly do work on different pitches. They bring stuff up, they worked in the offseason, and they experiment in spring training. I mean, it's just, it doesn't really concern me that much.
And sometimes, like, in all, and Rob, you I'm sure you can talk about it. Sometimes it's just fastball location.
Yeah.
If you're, we know at this level, I don't care if you throw 100 miles an hour. If you throw that pitch over and over again, they will catch up to it eventually.
Jim Palmer said it best. Pitching is like real estate. Location, location, yeah. Location. Not just getting it there. It's how you get it there. Grayson doesn't seem to be concerned. He said, I think today was probably my best start. I definitely felt the best. This spring, we've got a lot of things we worked on, and that's what it's for. So I felt like we accomplished that. So it goes back to your narrative, Jeremy. He's working on stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we're not privy to it to know unless they tell us. And I think the only time they're going to tell us is if it goes awry. Like, oh, don't worry, guys. Just working on some things. Again, you can't get too high, you can't get too low in spring training. And the Orioles usually start off like they've been traditionally been a good opening day team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have expectations this year that they're going to be in the mix.
Hod kind of echoed my sentiments. I thought the breaking balls were better tonight, and he didn't walk anybody. Those things are positives. And that's what got me. I want to see, you know, are you walking people? You got to throw strikes. Make them hit you.
Yeah.
And the error that led to three runs says a lot. It's huge.
Huge.
It means if the error led to three runs, that means you could say we should have been out of the inning, maybe with two or three runs only.
Yeah. And it's happened like twice within a week. And it's very misleading when you look at the box score.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this fantastic Friday. Jeremy, can you give us a weather report, man?
I would love to. It's supposed to rain today and tomorrow, right?
No golf tomorrow?
I don't think you're golfing tomorrow. Yeah, look, it's all rain. Look at that. It's straight rain.
But at least it's warmer.
Yeah, it's warmer.
It's not 32-degree rain. It's 60-degree rain.
But it's basically, at some points, 100% chance of rain, 70%, 60. But it goes all the way into
So does 100% chance of rain mean there's 100% going to rain everywhere?
Everywhere.
What's the high? He didn't give us the weather.
80 milligrams. Oh, sorry. I was thinking about something else. 58 degrees right now. 63 degrees is the high.
Okay. It's not bad. We're getting there.
I had the first moment yesterday walking around. I was wearing shorts and a hoodie. And I got out of the car and said, can't wear this hoodie. I'm sweating too much. Can't do it. So I took the hoodie off. It was the first time this year that's happened to me where I'm like, I just can't have it.
Remember the time he didn't wear shorts and a hoodie yet?
No, during the summertime, you're not going to see me wear a hoodie. Springtime, sometimes in the morning, I get up, it's chilly. I'm more comfortable wearing a hoodie and shorts.
My point was the shorts. You wear shorts year-round.
Yeah. What's your problem? What the problem is?
I don't have a problem.
Okay.
I don't have a problem.
You have a problem? You're wearing shorts.
I'm wearing shorts. I can't say anything.
You got nice gams over there.
Yeah, it just says Vinny.
Did he tell you about you got a wide butt and it gets low? Your hand size.
strong calves.
It's got a big butt, Bob.
I love when he breaks down the flares. He just gets into some of the stuff where I'm going, what the?
He's right,
butt.
Though.
He's got a big dumper.
That's where your power comes from. That's why you can't. I got a big. You can't drive a spike with a tack hammer.
What? I've been trying for a while.
A website said Ravens fans are angry. We'll explain at 7:30. But on the other side, we go into stupid world. I mean, the world's stupid.
Absolutely. We'll talk about a Florida man that assaulted a woman with a piece of food. Tell you about that. Also, a mountain lion.
Who throws food?
A mountain lion attack that happened to a couple that was relaxing in a hot tub. Did you see that?
We covered this
already. Oh, did you? Oh. Yeah. All right, I'll find another story then. Trust me, I have a boatload. And lastly, we'll do this one.
I was in the tub with a cougar. Should have been happy.
See, was that your tease?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And Virginia inmates escaped prison. I'll tell you what they're using and what's the first place you would go. This wasn't it for me when you got out of prison, but we'll talk about it. That's coming up in the World of Stupid here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, two tickets to see Lewis Black on April 2nd at the Hippodrome Theater, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com. Caller number
Five. Oh.
45. Caller number 45, Joe.
All right.
No, that sounds awful. Caller number five.
Whoa.
Yeah. Nice work. These headsets are broken. It sucks.
By the way, that's one of two pairs we'll be giving away.
One of two pairs? Are we doing both pairs now, or are we doing
just
one later?
We'll do the other one maybe around
F it. I'll write it. We'll do it live.
No, we'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Play us out.
What does it mean, play us out? Sting? Anyway. Illinois officials. This is the story I pulled up outside. They find more than 100 dogs and cats living in deplorable conditions. This is, you look, 43 dogs, 48 cats. There were other animals too. Harley Garcia, the founder and executive of director of Border Tails Rescue in Northbrook, said once the situation was uncovered, animal control was there by 10 p.m. It looks disgusting. You've got, I mean, they're just crapping everywhere. The floors are trashed. The roof or the ceiling is falling in. It's just a hot mess of just dogs and cats. And by the way, I told the story about when I delivered pizzas and went in there and the woman had a dead cat behind her couch. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt in my mind there are dead animals in there. This is just like, I almost feel because like somebody's trying to help out the animals and give them a home. So they just keep taking them in. But this is no way for anybody or anything to live. They'd be better off running the damn streets than this nonsense. Yeah. All the dogs will be needed to be spayed and neutered, and once adopted will require microchips. I'm just glad to see that they're going to try to get these dogs adopted, but we know how this all works, man. It's going to cost an estimated $25,000 to get the dogs the care they need. But we've all talked about it. You guys, us all as important people, you guys as police officers, myself as a pizza delivery man, have walked in strangers' homes. You've walked into some disgusting homes.
Yeah.
This one here, just looking at the pictures, pretty close to one of the worst I've seen.
One of the worst I've seen was when I was an exterminator. I go into this house. It was a cat lady. She had like dozens of cats. I don't know. I couldn't count them. They were on every surface in the home. Fur everywhere. Stunk of cat urine. When I would spray, wherever I'd spray in the fur would fly, like just explode. There was fur everywhere. Cat pee and fur, and it was disgusting. Why am I exterminating in here?
It's like, you didn't sleep with her, did you?
No.
She had dirty feet.
Not that day.
Not until she cleaned that place up. What about you, Rob? Have you, like,
some nasty stuff. So when you go in and your feet stick to the floor.
God.
And it's carpet.
Or the carpet's hard. You ever walk into one of those?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here? This spot right here.
You know what really got me walking into people's homes all the time, especially when it's chasing fugitives? You go in the middle of the night, and nobody moves, like little kids. They see you, they look up, they go right back to... Like, you have men in your house with flashlights and guns who you don't know, and this is a routine occurrence?
They're just used to it.
Such a sad way to live for these kids.
Mm. Well, how about this story? Florida man accused of slapping a woman across the face with a slice of pizza. He was arrested after allegedly slapping this woman in the face with pizza. Ortelio Lazaro Alfonso allegedly carried out the bizarre attack during a possible domestic disturbance. The victim accused Alfonso, 39, of striking her with a slice on the left side of her face during a feud. The man became upset. She hit another individual in the home on his bottom area. Pizza sauce was splashed on the victim's shirt, the shirt collar, and the back of the shirt. Like, why would you just... What is it about the slice of pizza that makes you want to hit somebody with it?
I don't know.
And he does look crazy. He kind of looks like me. What do you think? Does it look at his ears, the beard? I'm not saying it's 100%, but doesn't he kind of look like me?
Yeah. Other than the hair color, he's got a brown beard, but he's got the
You want to see this, Rob? You want to?
He's covering the ears.
Look
up
at
that
those
beard.
Ears. That's the first thing I saw.
Mm-hmm.
That's me?
Mm-hmm.
Come over here. I'll slap you with a piece of pizza.
I'm good.
I hope it's deep dish. Get the most out of it. Defendant advised he did not physically strike the victim with his hands, just with the pizza. So do you, That's different. I hit her with the dough. He was charged with battery and later released from custody. Just dumb. All right. Last story here. I don't know why I like this so much. Virginia inmates use a toothbrush to dig a tunnel out of jail. Did you guys see this story at all?
Mm-mm.
Yep. Two Virginia inmates busted out of jail and headed to the local IHOP after using a toothbrush to dig a tunnel through their cell on Monday.
A toothbrush?
Yeah. This must have been, did they have a, is this like Shawshank Redemption? They have that, the poster on the wall and just keep digging?
Jeez.
I don't know how they actually toothbrush stuff. I mean.
Toothbrush. How long did it take? I mean, that's 37-year-old John Garza.
Who helped him?
His sentence was probably over 5 years ago. He just never left. It took so long. I got to finish this.
No, I'm not quitting on it now. John Garza and 43-year-old Arlie Nemo were captured at the Pancakes Joint location about 7 miles away from Newport News jail that they escaped from hours earlier. So that was it.
A couple hours.
They wanted some pancakes.
And now they're charged with escape.
So do they serve pancakes in prison? Are they bad? Or are they?
Oh, food's delicious.
No.
It's outstanding.
I know that. I'm just like pancakes. If you get like the microwave pancakes, or obviously,
yeah, like, as I recall, they're like, it's like bad. You know, it's like motel food.
I mean, I just find it interesting. That's the place they picked. Got to go to IHOP. And maybe it had to be a place where you sit down to eat because they had no money.
Man, you know how long this business. We had some pancakes.
Maybe they just hated the crappy coffee.
Maybe that could be. So here it is. Garza and Nemo used primitive-made tools constructed from a toothbrush and a metal object to break open their cell wall and access unsecured rebars between the walls. They then used a rebar to break a small hole in the wall and climb through, the sheriff said. Once out of their jail cell, the men scaled the containment wall and made a run for it. They ended up at the International... Where do they think they got to... Hey, that's the International House of Pancakes. We're protected.
Yeah, no extradition from here.
Can I get some of that blueberry syrup, please? You guys have crepes? They're really, really thin pancakes. They're delicious. Once out of their jail cell, again, the men...
What if they ask if they finish their pancakes before they go back?
Can I at least...
I'll buy you an order. Where do they get money to buy pancakes?
That's why I'm saying I think they went to a restaurant.
That's a very good question.
I think they were going to dine and dash. I don't think they're afraid of committing a crime.
Yeah.
So I think they had to go to a place that would serve them before they had to pay for it. So it said, I extend my gratitude to the Newport News Police Department, the Hampton Police Department, and all this. Is what they were talking about, the inmates getting out. I'm just surprised. Here's the hole in the wall, Ed.
Oh.
So they were digging at the bottom of the wall. People can't see this. Like, I guess I'm assuming making something happen, got the rebar and pulled that out and just started punching holes in it.
Well, looks like they just, what they did was they took out the cement that held the bricks in.
Yeah.
They went right at that.
Look at that. And on top of this, look at the two guys. How much, like, for escape, isn't it like a mandatory, like 10 years if you try to escape? Or is there, am I off on that? Or.
Depends on jurisdiction.
Does it?
Okay. Yeah. Every state's got different. You know.
Yeah, it's not.
I thought here in Maryland it was 10 years for a state. Well, anyway, both escapees are expected to be hit with the additional charges for their IHOP trip because they didn't have any money. So, yeah, that's how they finished the story. So they're going to have to pay that off, too. It's just, that's your world of stupid.
Up to 5 years in Virginia.
Virginia?
If there's no violence.
Okay.
Another odd chapter in Lamar Jackson saga, 745. We'll talk about that. But Raven fans are amongst the angriest fans in the National Football League. We got the proof for it. Up next right here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
7:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this fantastic First Responder Friday. Gambling.com put out a post of angriest fans in the National Football League. I'm giving you top 10. The 10 angriest fan bases. This is based on negative Facebook posts, this, of course, by the fans. Negative Facebook posts. Negative Twitter posts, negative Reddit posts, and it comes out to the average level of negativity. The 10th most angriest fan base in the National Football League, the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll just give you the bottom line, the average level of negativity, 11. Well, actually, you know what? I'm doing a disservice. You got to go to 11 because all the Titans, the Eagles, and the Steelers are all tied. At 11% negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the Houston Texans, 11.49% negativity. Cleveland Browns, 11.80% negativity. The New York Giants, 12% negativity. The Carolina Panthers, 12.23% negativity, which is shocking because I always thought their fan base was pretty much
non-existent.
Yeah, not really care. You know what I mean?
Well,
the Lions, 12.29% negativity. The Ravens, number three, 13.63% negativity.
That's got to be going up right now.
The Bengals, number two, the Bengals at 16.23% negativity. And the Vikings, 20% negativity. I don't know. Now, Joe, you put this one together. Is this based on the 2022 season or altogether?
I it doesn't say exactly what their cutoff was of when they did it.
Because this is how I can go with the Bengals. How did the Bengals season end?
A loss.
On a penalty.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I can see how theirs, you know, is negative because of the way the season ended.
They also lost five of their six top free agents. They lost five of those guys.
Okay.
So, and then they're going to have to pay Burrow and Chase coming up soon as well.
So you can see that.
Yeah.
The Vikings, fraudulent, exposed in the playoffs at home by the Giants, a team that everybody else thought was fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
You can understand that negativity. The Lions, I don't get the Lions.
Well, let me say this too with the Vikings because they've already lost Adam Thielen and there's potential that they might lose Dalvin Cook too.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
There could be some big changes as well.
But
the Lions, maybe it's because of missing the playoffs at the end of the year and having that shot. But now they're the favorites to win the NFC North.
I don't get the Lions. Carolina Panthers fans, Ed, I see as being apathetic.
I thought the Jets would be angry and they're 7% negativity, way low.
You think they'd be angry? See, I think they're so positive right now. Jets fans ended the season positive, I thought.
But they didn't.
Because of the potential.
I just think they're always used to being disappointed. They don't believe anything good's going to happen.
I was going to say, I mean, you've been a Jets fan your whole life, right? Mm-hmm. They invented disappointment, right?
Yes.
That's kind of outside of that Super Bowl win since then.
Which was the most amazing upset in NFL history.
What was that, Jeremy?
What?
That Super Bowl win. What was going on in the world?
Oh, it's Vietnam. It's the last time that the Jets won.
Yes, Vietnam. The Texans.
I just think the Lions and the Ravens have a lot in common because people are angry in both those cities.
Yeah.
In general.
You think the city itself?
Yes.
That's a good point.
Detroit's it's like here.
That's a good point. Yeah. You got some more clarification for us there, Joseph?
It says that they did this over the last like three and a half months.
Okay.
So during the free agency window.
There you go. Jeremy. How did the Bengals season end? Mm-hmm. And what happened to the free agents?
Yep.
There you go. Lamar Jackson. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The Vikings losing Thielen, possibly losing other people. There you go. The Lions. Did the Lions lose anybody?
Oh, and by the way, Za'Darius Smith is another one that wants out in Minnesota.
Yeah. So. Did the Lions lose anybody? Or did they not sign anybody?
Well, it sounds like they're standing put with their quarterback. They didn't. Okay. They made a couple additions to the team.
Are you surprised that the Giants are so high? Is that maybe they don't want Daniel Jones in New York?
It's possible.
See, I think the Giants represent New York more than the Jets. And New York is a very critical town.
I don't know. To me, the Jets fans are more like blue-collar New Yorkers.
But the Giants, to me, like, the fan base is more like, in terms of, New York is a negative town, Ed.
Why aren't they called the New Jersey Jets and the New Jersey Giants, Ed?
Because who the hell wants to represent New Jersey?
The Devils?
The Nets?
No. Even the Nets moved to Brooklyn.
That's it. You can't have a New York name unless you move here. Brooklyn. Where Brooklyn at? The Browns, I understand why they're negative. But let's see, roll in on the Baltimore Ravens, being the third most, the angriest fan base in the National Football League. And it's hard to argue that? Ravens top five angriest?
Doesn't surprise me one bit.
What is Ken Francis calling the Ravens? When can we get this done?
I just got a text from Gene.
From who?
Tom's wife.
Yeah.
Oh. Jets, just end the season.
Just end the season.
Just end the season.
Yikes.
Is she a fan or?
J-E-T-S. No.
Or she just busted your chops.
Yeah.
Just end the season.
I'm just happy she's not busting my chops.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, it's Baltimore Ravens fans, I wonder how they feel about it being labeled the third angriest fan base in the National Football League. Be interesting. Pretty
They're
interesting.
Mad about it.
Huh? It makes me angry.
Yes.
But more and more people are, like, do you feel there are more fans flipping on Lamar now? Like, I mean, we heard Bob and Timonium, who's been one of the biggest supporters of him.
He's a Lamar P1.
Yeah. But you have people that aren't going to turn on Lamar no matter what.
The guy said, you know, he's like Republicans with Trump.
Yeah.
He lies about everything, but Republicans still love him.
I get it. I mean,
none of Republicans that I know, but hey, he says it, so it must be true.
I'll tell you what, though. I think it's a good analogy because he's losing a lot of Republicans who've had it with him. I think that's, you know, it's kind of what they were so faithful to him, and then it's like, you know, this is enough.
So let me ask a serious question. Are there more Ravens fans or more Lamar fans?
What do you mean,
great
in this
question.
Poll?
Great question. No. He said now, in general. Are you a Lamar fan, or are you a Raven fan, or are you both?
Because I've seen people that are like, oh, man, I
if
can't.
If Lamar leaves, I'm leaving with him.
I've heard people say I'll root for him wherever he goes. I've heard people say that, you know, he doesn't know, with the Ravens, they offered him this, and it's not enough, and why are they playing games with him? I think the Ravens do a lot when it comes to contract negotiations, and they're very, I don't know if frugal is the right word, but they do it. They have a business model. And I think that's set in stone in how they work things. The Lamar stuff, I don't feel like they did anything that should have upset him as far as these negotiations have gone on. But right now, both of them are going to be hurt until things are figured out.
Well, Lamar's his camp has been called out. A letter sent to the NFL team saying that this guy cannot negotiate for Lamar. No one that's not certified. Yet another odd chapter in the Lamar Jackson saga up next right here on The Fan. Let me see it. I want to see that man turn these gray skies blue this morning. It's Friday, man. You ain't singing in this one, Jeremy. You ain't singing in this.
Don't you tell me what I'm doing.
You ain't singing in this one. Another odd chapter in the Lamar Jackson saga, and the saga continues. Oh, man. I mean, Ed, make it stop. It's just not going to stop. Now Ken Francis' name comes up. Yeah, exactly. not Mike Jones. Ken Francis' name comes up as a person that the NFLPA is basically, they ask the same question Jeremy just asked. What did they used to say, Jeremy? Who he?
Yeah, who he?
You know, and NFLPA, or the NFL, I should say, their management council sent out a memo to chief executives, presidents, general managers, and club contract negotiators. The memo says the NFLPA has informed us that a person by the name of Ken Francis, who is not an NFLPA certified agent, may be contacting clubs and attempting to persuade club personnel to enter into a negotiation with or concerning Lamar Jackson. Now, let me ask you a question, Ed. Let's back up for a second. We had a listener call in and said, it sounds to me that they're saying he's not doing it. Let me read this one more time.
One more again.
Because I reading comprehension is a serious thing. The NFLPA has informed us that a person by the name of Ken Francis, who is not an NFLPA certified agent, the only thing they said he's not a certified agent. Mm-hmm. Then it goes on to say, may be contacting clubs and attempting to persuade club personnel to enter into negotiations with or concerning Lamar Jackson. Let me explain something to y'all, folks. When we get into legal matters, you have to use the words may, or you have to use the words allegedly. You have to use the word, like we had to use a word when we found something on the streets and it was a white powdery substance. You had to say a white powdery substance. You can't say it was cocaine because you didn't test it.
You can't even say it about jewelry.
Exactly.
I saw in the movies the cops test it with their tongue to make sure.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That ain't happening.
Yeah. That's not what happened.
Even if you have to vouch your evidence and it's like a ring or a necklace, you just say white metal. You don't know if it's
gold. You can't say metal.
You don't know if it's silver. Yeah. You can say white metal, yellow metal.
You can't say gold or silver. So when the NFL issued this memo and it says, maybe contacting clubs and attempting to... No, they have evidence that he has. That's why they sent it out the memo. But they're not going to convict the guy in the memo. They're just giving you a heads up.
So
that's why it says may.
Mm-hmm. How did Lamar and Ken Francis get together? Was this like the Pursuit of Happiness where he's trying to sell those boxes to all those medical places and he's just going door to door and he's like, I've got a gym. I mean, did he invest in the jump to conclusions, Matt, as well? Like, what is this? Like, how did this relationship start? And no matter what Lamar's saying, so let's say he wasn't negotiating. He did reach out to teams.
Yes.
He did reach out to teams on behalf of Lamar, but he was talking about Lamar to them because that's why the statement comes out. This is just a circus. That's the only way to describe this. Nothing makes sense anymore. We're in the upside down world. I'm just tired of this, man.
I am so tired of it. I am so tired of it. I cannot tell you. It's like, make it stop. One way or the other, just make it stop. Think about that for a second, Jeremy. I want Lamar back. But at this point, one way or the other, I just wanted to stop. Whether he's back or not, just stop. Let's go on with life, with normal life, preparing for the 2023 season. Because right now, we're being held hostage. The organization, the fan base, everyone's being held hostage. Just make it stop.
What's the end game here? Do you, like, if Lamar has to come back to the Ravens, do you feel comfortable? Think everything's status quo?
I do. I don't have to go in the locker room.
Well, I'm just saying, like, as a fan of the team, do you think there's any issues beyond this? Do you think this is done?
I think Lamar Jackson coming back is going to be a Lamar Jackson, especially if he's not in the contract, with something to prove. I think Lamar Jackson under contract is, hey, back to being Lamar.
I don't know, man, because I don't think everything's gone the way we expect it to go with him. Meaning, you know, like the whole situation with in dealing with teams, not having an agent and talking about it, what was going on with the Ravens, it was about guaranteed money. Then the statement comes out it's not about guaranteed money. Then the other statement comes out that he's done with the Ravens. And I don't know if that's something so other teams will come in and work with him, but they can match everything. What is it? Do you know, Ed?
I have no idea.
Okay.
This is getting real rough. I think the more I got this, I just got this inbox tweet, and I think a lot of people are starting to feel this way. This is from Ryan. Ryan says, let me find it. The more things happen like yesterday, the more I believe it's Lamar issue, not the Ravens. You think after the other team see what happened yesterday, they want to try to negotiate a deal with Lamar? He's getting to the point now where, Ed, would you try to negotiate with him?
Now?
Yeah.
I don't know, honestly. I can say probably not. I mean, I think he's exposing himself as really hard to deal with. It's the impression I'm getting. And before you start calling with the racist calls and, you know, it's just my impression. I don't know if it's, but that's the impression I'm getting, is that he's very tough to deal with as far as negotiation. He's not revealing what he's happy with, what he wants. He's not doing it publicly.
But is he negotiating, though, Ed?
That's my question. I don't know. And the problem is, sitting back and watching this unfold over the last months, you know, can't come to an agreement. Many reports about a really good offer was made to him. Wasn't satisfied. That's fine. He didn't have to take it. If it's not what you want, it's up to you. But every report that's out is a lie. This Ken Francis thing is a lie. Stop lying. Stop lying. Stop lying. He's making him look immature. Then this product he's involved with is laughable. I mean, you have to see it. I thought it was a joke when I saw it. I'm like, what? I said, am I seeing things? Is that just dumbbells in a box? Like you could just take a wagon, like a kid's little red wagon, and put all that stuff. I don't know what the hell you're doing here. That's an invention? Like, I just don't think he's doing himself any favors right now.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What's trending at 8:15? But on the other side, we want to hear from you, Baltimore. What's going on right now? You feel like this latest chapter in the Lamar saga makes Lamar look bad? If you didn't think Lamar needed an agent before, do you think so now? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.